Hey, it's time for Voice Over Body Shop. And George, we got a great guest tonight. Somebody we both know and have known for a long time. And there he is.
And Peter oddly familiar to me, actually, I have to say.
Yeah, really. Peter O'Connell. There he is right there. Wave hello and say hi.
Hello. Hello, America. Hello, world. Okay.
We're going to talk about marketing for your voiceover business and a bunch of other stuff. And if you've got questions for Peter or for George and I, throw them in the Facebook chat room, because Jeff Holman, I see, is in there. There's a big J on the document saying that he's in there, and he'll relay those questions to us. So stay tuned. Got questions? Ask. Listen. We're ready to go here on VoiceOver Body Shop right now.
From the outer reaches, they came, bearing the knowledge of what it takes to properly record your voiceover audio. And together, from the center of the VO universe, they bring it to you now. George Whittem, the engineer to the VO stars, a Virginia Tech grad with the skills to build, set up, and maintain the professional VO studios of the biggest names in VO today. And you, Dan Leonard, the voiceover home studio master, a professional voice talent with the knowledge and experience to help you create a professional sounding home VO studio. And each week, they allow you into their world, bringing you talks with the biggest names in the voiceover world today, letting you ask your questions, and giving you the latest information to make the most of your voiceover business. Welcome to VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan signature products, Source Elements, remote studio connections for everyone, VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your VO website isn't a pain in the butt. VOHeroes.com, become a hero to your clients with award-winning voiceover training. JMC Demos, when quality matters. And VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success.
And now, live to drive from their super secret clubhouse and studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are the guys.
Hey there, I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittem.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop,
or VO BS. Well, welcome to another edition of VoiceOver Body Shop. Peter O'Connell will be joining us in just a minute. But we got to say happy birthday to George, who hit the big 4-7 yesterday. Apparently, I was a day early. For some reason, now he had a big beach party down at Santa Monica Beach, and he sends out an email, and it says, on the 18th. And I look at my calendar, and I'm like, oh, that's next Wednesday. I'm like, no, it can't be Wednesday. I look at it again. Somehow it ended up the 18th was on Saturday, except the 18th was Sunday.
Must have been a different year.
I may have been looking at the wrong calendar. Major League brain fart.
It was the Russian.
Jewish calendar, actually.
Maybe that's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah. 5781. Anyway, our guest tonight. Yes. So I call George. I get down to Tower 28 at Santa Monica Beach. And he says, I'll have a canopy about 10 paces to the left of Tower 28, the guard tower there. And there's a canopy there. And I walk over. I'm like, I don't know any of these people. And so I call George. And he is talking to our guest, Peter K. O'Connell. There he is.
I saw the whole thing unfold, ladies and gentlemen. He's telling the truth. Dan Leonard was lost again in L.A.
It was so funny. The timing, the coincidence, the fact that it was you, Peter, in the Zoom room. The whole thing was just remarkable.
Yes. Anyway, Mr. O'Connell here is an expert on marketing.
I am not.
Yes. Well, at least he's got a company that does that. And a voice artist and your friendly neighborhood voiceover guy. Peter, welcome once again to VoiceOver Body Shop. Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you for coming to see me. I was thinking that I was last time I was really remember being on the show was show number 3. In your basement back in Amherst, New York.
Well, that had to have been almost 9.5 years ago, because that's how long we've been doing this show.
Oh, I remember. But it was fun. We were down there, and I think it was you, me, and George, and I think Diane Merritt was watching. I think that was early.
Yeah.
Ratings were a little lower back then.
Yeah. Not anymore. We got lots of viewers out there, and we appreciate having them.
Watching.
Yeah. If you've got a question about marketing your voiceover business, Peter's the guy to ask. But I'm going to ask him a bunch of questions, so perhaps some of the questions I ask him will make you think of another question to ask him. And you can throw it in the Facebook chat room. Or if you're on YouTube, you can throw it in the YouTube chat room as well. Anyway, so welcome once again. How has your life been during all of this craziness? How has it affected your business?
Speaking, my life has been fine, and my family's life has been fine, and we have been not terribly adversely affected by all this, in that everyone's healthy. We all have jobs. The kids were not in school for the last half of last year, from about March through the end of the year. That was a special time.
Oh, yeah.
homeschooling. And then this year they're back at school, and they're on different schedules, but they're back at school down here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
All right. Right. So now you and I are from Buffalo, New York.
Yes.
As a matter of